Mulvaney on Woodward claims, absolutely no regrets on how Trump handled Soleimani. By Trent Baker on September 14, 2020. Former acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Monday refuted claims made by journalist Bob Woodward in his new book Rage that he was against President Donald Trump's attack to kill Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Fox Business Network Varney & Company host Stuart Varney asked Mulvaney about the claim he argued vigorously against killing Soleimani. Mulvaney said he is not sure why that claim is newsworthy, adding Trump's staff weighed all kinds of options before ultimately striking the Iranian general. I'm not sure what his source is, but I'm not sure why it would even be newsworthy that the chief of staff is laying out all of the options for the president, or at least making sure that the staff is doing that. That the cabinet secretaries are pitching all sorts of different contingencies to the president. So I'm not sure why it's newsworthy, Mulvaney told Varney. Did we consider a bunch of different alternatives before the president took action on Soleimani? Absolutely. That's exactly what you want the president of the United States to do. Mulvaney revealed he was most proud of the day surrounding the Soleimani attack. The information flow, Stuart, was as good as I have ever seen, he advised. The debates were as intense as I have ever seen. The decision-making was as decisive as I have ever seen. And the outcome was as good as we could possibly expect, Mulvaney added. I'm not sure what his source is. I usually don't talk about the private conversations I have with the president. But I have absolutely no regrets about how the president handled that situation. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.